Haganu snorted and shrugged moodily.
Why tell me all this? You're the captain. Do what you want. Don't bother me. A king have other things to do. Drown them.
Kerder interrupted.
No, I'll deal with them. Live prisoners are good for the sword practice, especially thieves and escapers.
Aganu shook his head, regarding his daughter with distaste.
Just like your grandfather. Yeah, you're a cruel one, Kerder. So be it. Save spoiling more barrels of herring, hey?
The king's stomach shook as he laughed at his little joke. Kerda pawed her sword edge with anticipation. Triss and her two friends shuddered with cold. The punishment cage was half submerged in the cold shallows of the fjord, which were fed by icy water from the mountains. Welfo the Hogmaid laughed bitterly.
Brr, I can't stop my spikes from rattling.
Shog the otter stared gloomily through the boards.
Your spikes will soon stop rattling for good, marm. Captain Riffin will see to that. It's a death sentence for us, mates. I'll wager anything on it.
Triss gritted through her chattering teeth.
Stop that kind of talk, Shog. We're not dead yet. Let's see what we can do about breaking out of this cage. We've got nothing to lose now.
The rest of the slaves, labouring on the walkway, cast sympathetic glances at the three creatures in the punishment cage. A guard flicked his whip out across their backs.
Get working, ye idle scum, unless you want to join your pals in the cage. Come on now, get that wood laid, straighten that ground. Keep those logs tight and even there, ye lazy lot.
Badly fed and poorly clad, the slaves toiled on, unable to stop and remove long pine splinters from their paws or bandage scuffed stone-scarred limbs with tufts of moss and grass. They were terrified to stop, lest they too end up in the dreaded cages, where they would face death from exposure or execution at the sadistic whim of Captain Rifton. Only when darkness fell were the workers allowed to halt in their chores. Whips cracked as they were led off to the slave quarters beneath Riftguard. There they would be fed on a single bowl of grain porridge, some vegetable roots, and a pail of water between every group of 10. Beneath the waning moon, cold night winds swept over the deserted worksite. Activity in the cage, which had begun furiously, had now slackened, owing to the intense cold eating into the bones of the three captives. They had groped around through the floor bars and collected rocks from the riverbed. First, they had tried wedging them between the bars to see if the metal could be bent enough for them to squeeze through.